Welcome to Pilgrim Talk.
The first time I ever did radio work, it was years ago. I was down in County Kildare and I was working in an architect's office. And it was a summer's evening or summer's day, and it was kind of quiet. And I was there was a radio there, and I tuned the dial, and I found this local station called WKRC. Now, it was a very small pirate station, and what they only broadcast to Newbridge, like at a very weak signal. But the guy who ran the station was very enthusiastic. And anyway, I found out where this guy was, or I rang in, and I said, I'm a DJ, I'd done a little bit of that work. And I said, can I come over and see you? So I came over and I found him, and he was in he had this caravan converted where the radio studio was, and it was out on a bog on the edge of Newbridge town, and it was in the middle of nowhere. And this guy who used to work in Radio Caroline, I think, he was kind of a real old hippie guy, and he said, yeah, you can do a show. So I used to do a radio show once a week. But the first time I did it, I got everything wrong. I remember I put on the discs, the old-fashioned LPs and singles. I put them on at the wrong speed and things like this. And I was really embarrassed, and I stammered and I pressed the wrong buttons and all this sort of stuff. And I was sure he was going to fire me straight away. But he said, when can you come back and do another show? So that was my beginning in the world of radio. But one thing I vividly remember was this. Was the strangeness of speaking into a microphone and looking out a window and seeing absolutely nobody, except perhaps there was a cow in the field looking back at me. And that's what radio work is like. It's a work of faith. I'm speaking here, and I'm currently, there's nobody with me right now. But I know out there, I believe out there, there's listeners. And it's going to be some other time, maybe you'll hear this. And this is the amazing thing about radio work, as Christian radio work, is it's a work of faith. I share the word of the Lord, I share what the Holy Spirit's been speaking to myself or to Dave or whatever. And we believe and we trust that God is leading us to do this. And we believe and we trust that there's some people out there who's got some small benefit from this. And as we always do in Pilgrim Talk, our encouragement, our desire is to encourage people in their simple walk with Jesus Christ, that they wouldn't get so cluttered down with baggage that they just get depressed and fed up and turn religious and go a bit silly. But no, that they would just keep a freshness in their faith, a freshness in their love relationship with Jesus Christ, a spontaneity in the way they pray and talk to God and walk with God and hear from God and obey God, and just a joy and a life in their step. So that's really the deep desire I have. And what I'm going to do in this episode is I'm going to start with a little scripture from the book of Isaiah chapter 52. It says in verse 7, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings of good things, who proclaims salvation, and who says to Zion, your God reigns. Your watchmen shall lift up their voices. With their voices they shall sing together, for they shall see eye to eye when the Lord brings back Zion. Break forth into joy, sing together, you waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. What a wonderful scripture. It starts off that portion about how beautiful on the mountain are feet. Now, I don't know what you think about feet. So people often think feet are a bit ugly, aren't they? With those funny, knobbly little toes and just the whole shape of feet. And but, you know, here God is saying how beautiful, through his prophet Isaiah, how beautiful are the feet. Because these feet are actually doing something. They're carrying a person from A to B. And that person has got a message, and he's brought good news. So those feet are fantastic articles of transport that brought this person, who brought good news, who proclaims peace, glad tidings of good things, who proclaims salvation. Now, we know that salvation is through the cross of Jesus Christ. Salvation is through the message of what Jesus, the innocent, did for us, the guilty. He took it on the neck. He paid the price. He shed his perfect blood like the Lamb of God, innocent Lamb, sacrificed, suffered for us, but so that we could get forgiveness. Just like the Old Testament priest brought the lamb for sacrifice to the priest. The priest would examine the lamb, already knowing that the person who brought it was a sinner and it was in need of forgiveness. But the lamb had to be perfect for it to be the proper sacrifice. And I was recently at a funeral of a mother of a friend of mine. And in the funeral mass, they said these words. They said, "Lamb of God, takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us." And then it repeats it, and four times at least in the text of the Mass, and every Mass, it says, "The Lamb of God, the Lamb of God, the Lamb of God, the Lamb of God." And I thought, if your average Irish person, just take a very rough approximation here, imagine they go to Mass every week until they're about 18 years old. Well, if there's about 50 weeks in a year, roughly, 50 by 18 is, it's about 900, is it? If my maths are correct, 900 or 9,000. 900, yes. And 900 multiplied by 4 is 3,600 times. At least they would have heard the term the Lamb of God. And my experience as a street evangelist in talking to people and asking them questions is, do you understand what the Lamb of God means? And the vast, vast majority of people do not know what on earth that is all about. So what it is about, of course, is the Old Testament ordinance that there would be an innocent lamb brought to be a covering for sin. But Jesus himself was the fulfillment of that, that he was the eternal and perfect covering through his death, that we could now legally get forgiveness. Now, we had a situation in Ireland this week where there was a judge who normally is there administering justice and certainly had done so and put many people to jail, rightly so. But this particular judge, just before she was appointed as a judge, had done something terrible in terms of somebody's will and got her children written into another person's will and all the rest. She's found to be fraudulent and has just gone to jail. So we see now that even those who practice the law or administer the law are themselves not above the law. They too are subject to the rules. And all of mankind is subject to the legal rule that the one who sins will die. That if we broke God's perfect law, there's a price to be paid. Bad news is that we go to hell if we don't get a miracle out of this one. But the good news is, the miracle is that Jesus paid the price through his own death. And so that's what the Lamb of God is all about. But I just want to come back to this idea of beautiful feet. Because I did hear a story years ago about a man who was captured in the war, in the Second World War, and he was in a prisoner of war camp, and he was it was a very cruel place. He was under the control of the Japanese at the time, and they lied to him all the time. They fed him with lies and lies and lies in terms of trying to terrorize him and defeat his moral, his will and everything. They told him that America was defeated, and they told him there's no hope of rescue and that he was going to die in this prison. And they kept telling him all these sort of things, and he was virtually left without any hope. And one day, as he was there in his prison cell, didn't he hear planes going overhead? He looked up and he spotted and noticed that they were American planes, that they were not Japanese planes. And shortly afterwards, when he was there on the ground, weak with hunger and emaciated, and boom, there was a kick on the door of his cell. And amidst all the dust, he looked up and he saw this big, tall GI American guy who'd come to rescue him. And he just grabbed his feet, his dirty and dusty boots, and kissed them. And it was just like, here was his liberator. After being told there's no hope, he'll never be free or see his family again, here suddenly this probably tobacco-chewing, crude soldier kicked in his door. But this man was truly his saviour. And his feet, no matter how smelly and ugly and awful they were, to this prisoner who's been set free, they were truly beautiful feet. And let me say this, as believers, God isn't given us the gospel. We will, I believe, as time goes on, as we open our hearts and our ears to the Holy Spirit, just to be obedient to him in simple ways, that God would bring us into opportunities where we get to share the truth about Jesus Christ. We share what our testimony, what it means to us, what Jesus has done in our life. And then we also, through that, give opportunity for others to put their trust in Jesus Christ and be liberated from the incredible torture and pain and destruction of sin. So those of us who've come into this relationship with Jesus Christ can look back on those people who were faithful to witness to us and faithful to tell us the good news. And with great gratitude, be so glad that people said those few words to us, whatever they were. Or maybe they gave us a tract or a book or just a simple word of wisdom or a simple part of the truth about Jesus Christ or it's the whole gospel, whatever they did for us. You know, we are so grateful. I can think of the people in my life. There was my brother, there was a girl who was in college with me, and there was many others who shared with me about Jesus Christ before the day that I surrendered to him. And I'm so grateful that they were faithful to do that. And I trust and I hope that I too will be able to be used by the Lord, and Dave too, that we'd be used by the Lord to share the simple truth, so that somehow some listener out there will pick up a little bit of this truth and will turn and bow the knee to Jesus Christ. And really, that's in essence what I have for you this week in this episode. Next week, Dave is going to be back with me. So I know you're all missing him terribly, but he'll be back at full steam ahead with Dave in the seat beside me. So God bless you all. Thank you for listening. You've been very faithful and good and listening and encouraging me on Pilgrim Talk. And the exciting thing is we don't really know what the next episodes are. We don't have a great master plan we do have a master plan. Our master plan is to hold on to the coattails of the Holy Spirit and just follow where he's leading. So with that note, God bless you. And if it's nighttime, good night. If it's good morning, have a great day. God bless you. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Pilgrim Talk. You know, if you were blessed by what you heard just now, we have a whole load of archived issues which you can find on Alien on a Mission website and look for the archive.
Lord, you are my righteousness, the one who sanctifies my life, shepherd and my guide, banner of deliverance, warrior and my defense. In your secret place I